I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the bobcat's one of the more interesting creatures we have in West Virginia, but one that most folks know very little about. So the DNR is working to change that with a couple of studies going on just how many of those are lurking around the state. We'll tell you a little more about the bobcat research that's underway right after this. We are about to enter the second fall of two parallel bobcat studies in West Virginia. Chris Ryan at DNR explains what they're going after in this research.
Well, we've got a very unique and really neat bobcat study going on right now in conjunction with West Virginia University. We basically have two students up there. We have a PhD student that is looking at bobcat densities and populations across the state within each of the six ecoregions. And we've got a master's student that is looking at some of the demographic data. So she's looking at the age structure and reproduction and things like that.
The collection samples rely heavily upon the state's hunters and trappers.
Working with conjunction with WVU, we are offering a $20 reward for each bobcat carcass that's turned in good shape. And she'll pull their teeth to determine how old they are. She'll also be looking at the reproductive tracts to look at the reproductive rates and determine what those actual age-specific reproductive rates are around each of the six regions in the state. So, you know, we did this to get a much better handle on the actual reproductive rate. So we'll know that in about a year, what the study says.
Now, the only thing they don't need is the hide, so a trapper or hunter can keep the pelt and sell it and then collect another $20 reward on top of that for the research project. Obviously, you can't collect those kinds of samples in the summer months, but that doesn't mean the study is dormant at this time of year. Right now, they're trying to capture their hair samples for identification.
We've got hair snares trying to catch the hair of the bobcats. We lure the bobcats in with skunk paste and other smelly good things, and they'll collect, each of our managers goes out and runs these snares once a week, and they'll collect the brushes and they give them to the student, and the student cleans them, and then basically determines each individual bobcat. So we do a 5-week period within each region to first trap them, and then basically the next weeks are the retrap period. So then we'll move around to another region and repeat that, another county, and repeat that within the region throughout the summertime.
Now, Ryan explains it's been a long time since the state's given the bobcat a good look, and given recent changes, it became something necessary.
With the increase in the fur prices, we wanted to just make sure we have a real handle on our bobcat, and our bobcat population model is, you know, it's been 35 years since it's been redone. So we definitely wanted to look at our data and make sure we have, you know, the correct bag limits and seasons and things like that, you know, because we don't want to exploit a population.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.